This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. A few weeks ago, I spent some time in San Francisco. I talked to billionaires, CEOs, and venture capitalists, but I also visited with some up-and-comers. One of the really cool places I visited was Good Eggs. It's a company that tries to pair people with fresh produce and other grocery items by using algorithms and other tech solutions to connect small farmers and other businesses with people that want those goods delivered. The company's warehouse in the Dog Patch area of San Francisco is an odd spot. On one side, developers and marketers walk around with laptops. On the other, people stuff all kinds of food, some from giant walk-in refrigerators, into reusable boxes for delivery. I sat down with CEO Rob Spiro to talk about how Good Eggs wants to disrupt the way we shop for groceries.
Rob Spiro, co-founder and CEO of Good Eggs, thanks for talking with me.
Thank you very much.
What are the challenges there in terms of what happens if the farmer gets up and there's no eggs? You know, how do you solve this problem?
Food is inherently unpredictable because it is a negotiation with nature. And sometimes nature doesn't do what you want it to do, and sometimes it does more than what you want it to do. And it's also the case that people's trucks break down on the way to the city, or bread gets burned, or whatever it is. We've figured it out, and a lot of it is software-driven. And so if the bread is burned, then in the last minute, we're going to be able to get another loaf from someone else, or we're going to be able to tell the baker to make 3 loaves extra because we think they're probably going to burn 3 of those loaves.
Does that create a high-stress environment? Does it require algorithmic solutions that need a lot of tinkering?
Yeah, it requires that we build a world-class software engineering team. And they're not only building a website that you can use to shop for food, they're building these really sophisticated logistics systems. It's a big, big project.
This company exists here. It exists in New York.
Yeah, we're actually in 4 areas. We're in the whole Bay Area. We're in just the borough of Brooklyn right now. We serve the whole city of New Orleans, and we serve the whole city of LA.
What's the next step for you?
Yeah, we'll open up in more cities. And one of the reasons that we wanted to have New Orleans in our initial set was to really test Good Eggs in a mixed-income city.
How is it different there than here?
If you look at the market in any given city, the inventory is 100% different. And actually, our system is so much more decentralized than any other food system. It's inherently distributed. And we've got these small food hubs that are going to be hopefully all over the country and all over the world, each one with its totally unique supply chain. But because we can centralize this investment in great technology, we can actually let these folks compete with the big guys.
What eventually happens? Do you agree to be bought by Whole Foods?
What I hope happens is that we have 1,000 food hubs around the world that are serving, you know, tens of thousands of food producers and millions of customers, and we are this real alternative food system, and we can maintain our independence.
Thank you very much, Rob.
Thanks so much.